Our Drake Relays coverage continues here with Ireland Bishop. We talked at this event a year ago. You were able to be a place winner then, a place winner again, seventh place. I know you wanted a little higher in the standings, but your thoughts about how you were able to compete today, especially with some of those big throws that came kind of in that mid-range.
Yeah, I think I did well consistently. I was in the 130s, upper 120s range. I was hoping to get some 140s, maybe even a PR today, but the wind didn't have it in for me in my form. I was tweaking it a little bit, and it didn't exactly turn out the way I wanted it to, but still happy to be consistent instead of inconsistent and lower in the marks.
Well, and I know you've worked all offseason on this. I follow you on Instagram. There's this account that you've had where you've been building towards this and really putting in a lot of work. Why is this such a big passion for you in terms of throwing, and how fun is it to keep building towards what you've been building towards this season?
Well, it's just a big passion for me because I got to choose it, and I feel like the first time I threw the discus, I'm like, oh, this is fun, but I know that to get good at it, I'm going to have to put in a lot of time and effort. So when I finally started to see the results from putting in the effort, I started to love it even more, and even now, I didn't lose my love for it by not placing where I wanted to. You know, I'm going to keep building from this, and you'll see me at state.
Well, and the really cool part is one of your coaches, you've been breaking her school records consistently this year. You already did it earlier this year, and that's been standing for a long time. What's that interaction been like with Coach Gritters and the work that she's helping you do to break her records and now to keep pushing that number higher as the season goes on?
Well, we talked about breaking her record my sophomore year. I told her that it was my goal, and I never would have thought that I would get it at the beginning of my junior year. But as I keep breaking it, she just keeps encouraging me to building it. And I think she isn't sad that she lost her record. She's just happy that, you know, she gets to see one of her athletes break it multiple times and hopefully again soon.
Well, and this is all part of the bigger picture. I know this weekend's a lot about individuals and what you're able to accomplish. Obviously, if you and Sheck in the throws do what you did last year, even better. I know you're pushing yourselves higher, and I saw the two of you together. How exciting is it to know that not only is this great for you, but overall the team can have a lot of success if you have a lot of success?
I think, yeah, helping the team get better is we're slowly just as a whole group just getting better and getting more. You know, Katie was able to come to Drake and she did amazing. She ended up on 10th. And for me to go to Drake again, you know, we're just slowly raising the bar, and I think everyone is really helping reach that. You know, we have some freshmen that are doing really well and sophomores, and everyone as a collective, they're just slowly building. And I think it's really cool to see because they're where I was like in my freshman year and sophomore year. So to help them and see them grow has been really incredible.
Well, and the best part about it, as you already alluded to, you want to get back here in about 4 weeks' time. You've got state qualifying conference in between. What are the little things you can keep tweaking to get that number into that 150 range maybe and really give yourself a shot to do something special at the end of the year?
I think just making sure to keep training consistently, being in the weight room, and to just get out of my head, because I know most of the time when I choke, it's because I'm thinking too much or I'm too worried about getting a better placing. So I think just working on being consistent and throwing far and just kind of putting all the building blocks to get to where I would like to be.
Ireland Bishop, seventh place, second in 3A today in the Drake Relays. Ireland, congratulations, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thank you, Andrew.